Hello?
Yes, sir.
How'd you think it went out there?
I think great.
It was really, I thought, a wonderful crowd.
Very inspiring kind of a thing to wrap it all up. And that,
all right. And the American the Beautiful was nice at the end.
That worked out very well, I thought.
Yeah.
It must have been great television. I haven't talked to anybody who saw it on TV.
I wonder if it wasn't good television. It must have been.
Oh, it has to have been. Because it was that huge crowd and the great enthusiasm and the lot of color. That in that hangar works out very well.
Right. Now, really, in the, by going to that length, I've really made the report to the nation. You know, nobody can really complain about that, can they?
Yep. That's right.
So I got that out of the way.
That works perfectly.
All right. Well, I got Henry busy. He's talking to Reagan on the phone now. He's really charged up when he's about it. He goes and battles for things.
He's used to working all night. He's still got a while to go tonight.
Yeah, we got to go.
Well, that's good. He needs to, the more of that he can do for the next day or so, it'll be very worthwhile.
Until he winds down, that's right. And just
trying
to leave off. I think what is the... I just, when I got in, I saw the headline in the Washington Post, and I see why Colson and the rest were. The headline is really disgraceful. It says, Nixon pledges pull out of Taiwan.
Yeah.
Well, for Christ's sake, that's not true.
That's right.
It says pull out when there is peace, And Carnot tried to do his in. And it said, I had a hell of a time with Ziegler. He wants to have into that thing, And I said, Ron, you can't. He said, well, I mean, it's a problem, but you've got to convince him of it. I just have a personal feeling about it.
Huh?
Of course, Ziegler, I know, has to play it that way, but that's one that I'm just going to... I'll take the heat.
I think it isn't the heat from Carnot that he's worried about, as I understand it. What his concern is that we screw our story because Carnot will break it. So he'll get it from somebody and then run it
What's he want to do? Have Carnot and have him screw us like we did have Buckley and Buchanan screw us? Not Buchanan, but Buckley, I mean.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
The hell? He screwed us, so... What do you think? Don't you agree?
I
don't know.
I do. I can see his point, which is a different point than we've been talking about.
All right, just take the risk.
But the other bit, maybe that doesn't make any difference either, so they do put it out.
Right.
Of course, it'll undo...
But all in all, I do think we have really brought the thing off in a fine climax.
Sure have.
The communicating probably played better than thought.
Well, I think
incidentally, I guess the market held up all right where we've gone. Honestly, it's 9:24.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It had some little up and down days, and then I never gave you any market report.
Oh, no, I don't care.
Jigging back and forth, and I had one pretty big day when it was about 11.
9:24. That's just where it ought to be about now.
Totally.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Come in. Come in. Yeah. Okay. Well, fine.